Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The first baseman, Kirby Farrell. Batting third. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Johnny Dickshot. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Roy Schock. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Thornton Lee. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Mayer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Orrell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Orrell. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Orrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Orrell covering, for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett takes first base on ball four. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Hockett moves to second. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot takes first base on ball four. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo strikes out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock takes first base on ball four. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Orrell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tresh for the out. Michaels moves to second. Two outs. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Farrell for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Orrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett. Webb reaches second base with a double. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Webb moves to third. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Dickshott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 1 in the game. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Outlaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer moves to third. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mayer hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kramer scores. two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Hockett. Swift reaches second base with a double. Outlaw goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Tigers. Joe Orrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a pop-up towards third. Mayer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Orrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Orrell strikes out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Webb. The throw from Tresh and he is out, Shock applying the tag. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayo hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Orrell covering, for the out. One out. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Orrell covering, for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine strikes out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York hits a pop-up towards first. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cuccinello hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Schock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Schott moves to third. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Schock moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Tresh hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Guy Curtright pinch hits for Thornton Lee. Guy Curtright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtright hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Caldwell now pitching. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mayer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Swift hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up towards third. Mayer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Orel fields it and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moses scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Orel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orel is 0-for-2 in the game. Orel strikes out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-3 in the game. Mayo takes first base on ball 4. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mayo moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mayo. The throw from Tresh and he is out, Cuccinello applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schalk takes first base on ball 4. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Michaels bunts towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Schalk moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Dizzy Trout now pitching. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tresh bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. One out. Bill Nagel pinch hits for Earl Caldwell. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. Schalk moves to third. Michaels moves to second. 2 outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Moses is walked intentionally. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-4 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayer fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.